Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astro Mind 2012. I'm your host. We're just waiting on Roy and Maxwell to call on, if they call on tonight. If they do, great. If they don't, then we'll catch them another night. And we'd like to thank everybody for being our repeat customers, coming on and listening to our show and supporting us. Basically, what I'm going to be doing tonight is I'm going to use different charts. Pendulum charts. I made a new chart. It's called the Ruin Cast chart. And basically, what I do is I use the ruins for you to ask your yes and no questions. Also, like to announce that I also be doing. I'm also doing some readings on the website called Orna.com. You can check out the website there. My special runs at $1.47 a minute, which is really cheap. One of the cheapest readers on Ornum right now. I'm running a special, and you get a detailed reading with me. And it's only $1.49. So get on Ornum and look for Astro Mind. And that's my name. I go by Astro Mind. And so anyways, I'll just talk a little bit about this ruin chart. And what it does basically just picks out the gods and the problem, and it'll tell you a little more detailed readings about what this does. So we'll go ahead and start with the first caller from the 858 area. Please state your name and where you're from.
Abby. Hi, my name is Abby.
Hi, Abby, and how can I help you tonight? You're speaking with Adrian.
Hi, Adrian. I just wanted to know when I will hear from somebody again.
Okay. And what is this? Can you tell us this person's first name?
His name is Omar.
Okay. You just want to know if you're going to hear from him?
Like, you know what I mean by, like, physically seeing him again?
Oh, okay. So you want to know if you're going to connect with him?
Yes.
Okay, so what I do is I got this ruin chart. I'm going to use the new ruin chart, and it'll tell you more of a detailed reading. I'm just going to go ahead and scan through the chart and see where the pendulum lands.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get an answer here. It's usually pretty accurate. I used it for a lot of clients, and they come back and they tell me things have happened.
Oh, wow.
Pretty effectively. So, okay, so it landed on, he goes by Ken Naz, and he's a god of, we'll look and see what god he is. He's a ruin god.
Mm-hmm.
So that means he's druid. So everybody on here is druid. And they're all gods. Let's see. Okay, Ken Naz. That's his name, Ken Naz. This one's kind of hard to pronounce. He's a fire god. It is, okay, it says, he has passion, he has power, he has fire, which gives the ability to create. It is the ruin of the artistic craftsman. It is useful in the creative or in creativity or an issue or distance. Things are very important to the person from whom you are creating this relationship with. It is also governs the technical aspect of magic. It is the ruin of magic, and it governs passion, lust, sexuality, love, fairness, positive attributes. It says it's used for strength, it's used for healing, the well-being, love, stability, passion, relationships, fresh start, and protection of valuables.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm getting from this is, well, you know, fire has a lot of power.
Oh, it
Fire has a
does.
lot
I
of.
didn't.
So I'm getting that you're burning through all the obstacles that are surrounding you. It's all being burned up. So you're burning it through. And you're busting through those doors that were once closed and now they're opening up for you in relationship. So there is a lot of fire and there's a lot of passion around you right now. And you're busting through all those. Does that make sense?
Somewhat, but I don't... Yeah, somewhat.
So the fire is brewing, basically. So what you got to realize is that the fire is brewing between you and this relationship, but you're building up your... Because the next ruin that I was swinging next to, and that was... what's his name here? Hold on. He's the strength god. Yeah, so there's a lot of strength in your fire and passion with this person. Oh, yeah, his name is Kenyu. Okay, so Kenyu means strength. It means power. It means you're busting through what has held you back in the past. With your fire energy, and there's a lot of passion and a lot of love and fire energy and sparks. Does that make sense?
I haven't had like a love life, so I hope it makes sense in the future.
That's your...
With this person, like, I mean, he's a past, but yeah, I just wanted to know if I would reconnect with him in person anytime soon.
So. That answer is a definite yes.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Because, like I said, you got a lot of passion, you got a lot of fire that's brewing. What's your sign? What's your astrology sign?
I'm a Leo.
You're a Leo? So, yeah, you're
yes.
fire. That's why you got a lot of fire around you. Because you're fire. You're ruled by the sun god, Ra. So that means that you have a lot of fire, you have a lot of passion in your relationship, you got a lot of force, and Leos usually get what they want when they want it. So that means that you have the strength, which is the lion, okay? So that makes sense why the strength would come in, because you're ruled by the lion. So you got the courage, you got the strength, you got the passion, you got the fire, you got a lot of energy going on for your future.
Okay.
And you got a lot of creativity in your relationship too.
Oh, okay. So hopefully, I mean, I guess we can reconnect and then hopefully the fire comes back. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Or...
Yes.
Okay.
That's
what
I'm trying to tell you. And you have the strength. Okay. And that's why you're ruled by the fire and the lion. Because the Leo is the strength. He's the one that's the strong. He's, you know, you have masculine energy. Fire is masculine energy. Water is feminine. Does that make sense? Fire is all about masculine and strength and power and just passion and love and lust, and like it was saying all that in the book. That's what everything fire is.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I'm also getting that this other guy, what's his sign?
He's a Scorpio.
Well, see, there you go. He's water, you're fire.
Oh, wow.
So... That means that you push your force upon him, he pushes his water upon you, and that's where the force, that's where the conflict is his water and your fire. Does that make sense?
Yeah, now it does. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why I am, because he's sensitive. So when you try to force things and you try to push things, he pulls away, but he takes your fire out.
Yes, you're
it
so right
just
now.
Drains
It's
you.
making. Wow.
He drains your passion. He drains your love. He drains your fire. He drains your power. That's what water does. See, I'm both. I'm air, and I'm water. I have no earth in me. I have no fire in me. But I tend to always go after the people who are fire signs because I like to be passionate. I like to be loved. I like passion. I like creativity. I like all those things. And I'm kind of a craftsman, too, because I like working with my hands. I like building things, and I like trying to figure things out with my mind. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Okay.
That's why I'm into the readings, because I like to figure things out. I like to research things and read things, you know. Kind of like a scientist. I don't analyze, though. I just accept it for what it is. I never analyze. I should analyze at least sometimes, but I hardly ever analyze. And that's one of the reasons why I get into trouble with relationships, because I don't analyze. I just jump into it, because I'm passion, I'm love, I'm sexual, I'm, you know, I'm all that, because I'm water. That's what water does. They're unconditional, loving, sensitive people.
Because now it makes sense. Because the thing is, he broke up with me, but he's still, like, trying to get information on me. And I'm like, but you're not that doesn't want to be with me anymore. But he's still kind of, like, what I want to say, stalking me, almost. Like, yeah.
See what I mean? That's why all this is happening to you. If you look in that perspective, then you know the reason.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I thought I heard him talking, because I heard a voice talking.
Oh.
That's because we're
well,
going kind of
so
deep into his energy. That's why we're doing that.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, thank you so much, Adrian.
You're very welcome, beautiful. You have a great night, okay?
Bye.
God bless. Let's go to the next caller from the 229 area. You're on the phone with Adrian.
Hi, Mr. Adrian, this is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. We heard you calling before. How's the football going?
Well, actually, he told me he didn't need me. He changed his mind. Offered the job
what?
And he took it away.
Yes. Already?
Yeah. Unless you're gonna call,
guy,
and give me another
chance to win, don't he?
Yes, sir. Unless he's gonna give me a call. And tell me he do need me because I sir.
I said he changes just like the weather, just like the wind.
Oh yeah, yep, he sure did. He told me he swashed the job, and he said that only way he can have me on the staff is somebody quit on the coaching staff. And I heard through the grapevine that a coach that he was going to bring down with him from another school. Turned that offer down, and so he won't be coming. So, will that be a? Will he? You know, will he contact me again?
You know, I get the feeling that right now he's playing games with you. Because he changes so much like the wind that you really don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
It's so sketchy. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. It's been
yeah.
some complaints about him, like cursing the kids and stuff, talking to them. It's been a couple of complaints. And And these people, and you know, a couple of, you know, attorney's sons play on the team, and they reported, you know, that he cursed the kids a lot. So, yeah, and that's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing.
No, but
not
you,
in your reality.
No, you don't see him contacting me, do you?
Yes, I do. But you need to get it in writing time.
Okay.
You need to tell him that you're not going to play games and that he needs to stop being so sketchy. Because
yeah.
You never know what he's going to do next. He's very random. He's a random guy.
Right.
Because he's not very educated, okay? Don't take
oh, really?
It the wrong way. He's not very
yeah.
educated. He does. He's not professional.
I see that. Well, definitely see that in the interview with
that's
him.
That's where you can end
he,
up getting yourself hurt.
Who, me?
Yeah, because it's like martial arts. When I took karate from this guy, he didn't know what he was doing, and he almost broke my jaw.
Oh, Jesus.
He couldn't control himself. He didn't know what he was doing. He wasn't educated.
Right.
You know?
Is there a time frame on him when he contacted me?
He will contact you, but like I said, you got to get it in writing this time. You got to get him to commit to something.
Right.
Because if not, he's just going to keep leading you on.
Okay. Well, how soon would that be, you know?
I'm seeing within the next, according to my pendulum, I'm saying within the next 3-4 days.
What? That close?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just because we're talking about him.
Okay. Bam.
And he's thinking about you right now. That's anytime when you talk about somebody, they're going to think about you and then they're going to call you sometime sooner.
Oh, Lord. So he is thinking about me right now.
Yeah.
He is, man. Okay. I would definitely have to, sir?
He's been on your mind and you've been talking about him and you've been worried about it and it's just making him more anxious. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I'm a good football coach, so he need to go and make his mind up and sign a little contract and get me going.
Well, the whole thing is he can't underestimate you because of your abilities. You know what your abilities are.
Yes.
It's just
yeah.
that he's not educated. He has to be educated with what he does.
Right. He's not professional, what you're saying, right?
No, he's not. And I'm going to
yeah.
look in my ruin chart here and tell you what
uh-huh.
the ruins say, okay?
Okay.
I want to see where the pendulum goes.
Okay.
Where the energy goes, the energy will flow. Reveal to me what you want to tell me. Gods of the ruins, reveal to me what you want to tell me. What is the message that you want to tell him? Guy Fu. Okay, Guy Fu, what do you want to say? Let's look at Guy Fu.
Okay.
He's the one with the X. And Guy Fu usually means okay. It usually means that there is a delay, but it says one needs to be patient. You may find yourself embellished in delays, illness of health, or obsession. But this rune indicates that there is hope in the outcome. Their own good time, not amount of hasty decisions. worry on your part caused them to work out any faster. So same, what did I tell you? Don't worry about this.
Right.
Just let it go. Don't get in the way of God. Just let God do his job. Okay?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
this is a time of passing through difficult learning lessons. This time is known as the crossing of the abyss. By many occult, Greetings is often timed as an emotional travel. However, meeting this emotional challenge is a head-on consequences of your fears. It can be the catalyst that drives you overboard or whatever obstacle may appear in your path later. But in the end, you will get what you want. But remember to really think about what you really want in this relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
Because not in the end, it may not be what you really want.
Yeah.
That's why the universe is taking its time.
Okay. Well, how long he's going to be there? Would he be there?
He'll
just
be there
for one?
He'll be there until you decide that's what you want.
I definitely want to be there. You know, I want to coach these kids. That's the high school that where I graduated at. And a lot of parents and players keep asking me, and people in the community keep asking me, why don't, you know, I go back and coach. So I done wrote the Board of Education. I done did everything I could do. So, and now I'm just on a standstill waiting, so. Hopefully, that's what I want to do. I want to coach for about maybe 10, 15 years.
Well, if that's what you want to do, then go coach.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
If that's what you want to do, tell him, put it in writing, and I'll go coach for you. Don't play my game. Don't play games with me.
Yeah. That's what, you know. I'm going to wait for him to call me in a couple of days, 3 or 4 days, you said. And, you know, if you need me, I need it in writing. I just tell them to type up a contract, and I sign it, and we go from there, you know. Yes, sir. I'm going to do that now. So when he called me, that's exactly what I'm going to tell him. But could I ask you a question about about a young lady named Sterling. Could you tell me what's on her mind about me?
I sure can.
Thank you.
We're going to ask the ruined gods, reveal to me about this young lady what you want to say to him, okay?
Okay.
You got Uriel. She's feminine. Oh, Ezra. Okay. Ezra is the god of strength. Never mind, it's feminine. It means that you have a lot of strength there in this relationship. Raul?
Okay.
What do you want to tell me, Raul? Let me look at Raul. He wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Rau is the Norse god of the East. It is the symbol of travel. Are you thinking of traveling?
Actually, I was thinking about just riding down 2 hours from here to go see my son.
Interesting.
He's in prison.
Hold on, let me check something here. Interesting.
Okay.
So the ruined chart saying that you're going to cross paths, but you're going to travel.
With who? Sterling?
Yep. You guys are going to cross paths. That's why I went to the cross.
Do she like me? Because we're not in a relationship or nothing, but we work together at the hospital at night. Do she like, well, you know, I don't.
Yes, she does.
I don't know. Really?
Yes, she does. That's why you were meant to cross paths.
Well, why she... Why
you
she
were meant to
like...
go through the abyss. Oh, I get it now. You were meant to go through the patience and the abyss to get to your twin flame, to go on a travel, to cross paths. Oh, okay, that makes sense. That's why you were meant to cross paths. So all this has come to be.
Oh, okay. So we're going to meet up somewhere?
It was all laid out. It's all laid out for you. That's why.
Okay.
You had to go through, you have to go through the abyss in order to get to the light. But you had to travel. It doesn't mean like physical travel. It means you're going on a spiritual travel.
Oh, okay. Okay. I understand.
Yeah.
But what she thinks about me, Sterling?
She thinks you're very attractive. She thinks that you're very sexy. She thinks that you're creative.
Wow.
She thinks you're very strong. You have a lot of strength, which is why you're into football. She thinks that you have a good head on your shoulders. You're very laid back. And it takes a lot to fire you up. It takes a lot to really anger you. And for Sterling, for her, it would not be hard at all. It wouldn't be hard at all. Because she could find the easiest thing in people and she could turn it into something really big. That's her ability.
What, like, for making a person
well,
angry?
For an example, yeah, she can, like, build up your mana, man. She can build up your fire energy in you, your life.
Oh, okay.
That's what she does. That's her ability.
Well, what goes through her mind when we had worked together at the hospital on the same unit? When we were working at night together, when she sees me, when we working on the unit with the client, what goes through her mind about me?
What goes through her? Well, that's where we have to look in the emotional chart.
Yeah. And what I'm trying to say, I guess, is, does she, you know, does she really have feelings for me?
Yeah, she
does. Well, I want to ask her out, but I don't want her fussing at me or getting angry or reporting
no,
me on my phone.
That's she's out of people, though. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
Okay, so she appears to be self-absorbed and self-centered and indulgent. She
mm-hmm.
likes to be in the center of things, okay?
Right.
Right now it just says you're confused about the whole thing. You don't really, there's mixed emotions going on.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason why is because I want to say something to her. I want to tell her that I do like her. I'm interested in taking her out or something, but I don't know how she'll respond to that. I don't know if she'll look at that as a harassment or she may take it and grab it on the job. I don't know. I'm afraid to ask her because
well,
I don't know what the outcome will be.
It's telling you not to put much emotion into your feelings, how you feel about her. Just kind of like don't put any kind of mixed emotions into it. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't want to sabotage it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like with me, I'm getting in a new relationship tomorrow, and I'm not going to put my baggage, my emotions into this relationship and sabotage it. I'm not going to do it. And that's what I've always done. I'm just going to let everything go. I just got to get it out of my head that this person don't love me and let it go. I'm not going to hold on to it anymore. I know it's hard, but you got to let that go.
Oh, so you saying that she don't love me?
She loves you, but don't project your own emotions into the picture. Does that make sense? That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay. So,
because that's what I did.
So,
and I kept sabotaging.
Okay. So I should just let everything stay the way it is?
Just let it go. Let all the bad garbage go.
I'm confused right here, damn.
Meaning?
So you're saying it's not a good idea for me to ask her for a phone number or ask her out?
No, that's not what I'm saying. You're getting it all wrong. What I'm saying is don't interject your own feelings and your own emotions into the picture. Don't project it in the moment. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Because I don't want you to think anything else, you know what I mean? I don't want you to project anything else into the universe.
Okay.
What I'm trying to get you to project is not to put your own feelings into it. Does that make sense? Don't project that. Because you're a projector. That's what Reed does.
Okay.
I keep telling him, don't project your thoughts into your reading. He said, okay, I pushed back and I did the reading and now I do better. Like my boss told me I do better every time I read. For my company, it's better now.
Oh, okay.
See what I mean? That's how I was able to change his perception. You have that same ability, my friend Reed. You project things.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna ask her. I'm off work tonight, but I'm going to ask her, you know, does she want to maybe go out, grab a sandwich or something, or, you know, I don't know. Just ask her out, see what she says.
There you go. See, that's all you have to do. That's all I did with this girl that I'm dating tomorrow.
Okay.
I started up a conversation, and he called Reed up. She called Reed up, and she said, give me Adrian's number.
Mm.
I like Adrian. I want to meet Adrian. I love Adrian. There you go. Kaboom.
Okay.
She's mine.
Is Sterling, is she worried
You know how many minutes it took me to gain rapport with her?
How long?
5 minutes.
Jesus.
I'm a hypnotist. I wasn't a hypnotist for nothing.
Okay. Is your father going to be on tonight?
What's that?
Is your dad going to be on tonight?
It don't look like he's calling in.
Oh, okay. He told me that you was his son, so that's a good man. Yes, that's a great man. I love him to death. He talks to me.
Yes,
I call him sometimes. Yeah.
He has a lot of strength.
Oh, yeah. That's a good man. You have a great father. Yeah.
I love him to death.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But yes, there you go. What about this girl you should stay with me? Her name is Clooney.
Clooney.
She's not. Will she pop back up into my life? Because she was actually staying with me. We was not in a relationship, but I wanted to be in one with her. But what's going on with her? Because I haven't heard from her in about almost 5 months almost.
Clooney's dead.
Huh?
She's dead.
What you mean?
She's gone. She's dead. That's what they just told me. My spirit guides. She's not around no more.
Was she then passed over? Crossed over?
Yeah. Yes.
What?
She's not here no more. Her contract ended.
What happened to her?
She was hit by a car.
In a car wreck?
Yep.
Oh, my God. When was this?
Yep. I'm picking up it was just recent.
How recent?
Let me check my chart. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
I have to check the time frame. Yeah, it was recent. My guy just told me, he just told me in my ear, he said she's dead, and I'm like, okay, I'll tell him.
Oh, my God.
And they're saying it happened last month.
Last month?
Yep.
Oh, Jesus, God.
Now, this is going to sound really weird because about three, four months ago, my girlfriend committed suicide. And it was right after when I talked on the phone. She was gone. Boom, gone. Out of here. Contract in fast, you know?
Yeah. So this.
And it's like they said, saying people's here today, gone tomorrow.
She was driving?
Yes, she was.
I'm messed up now, man.
So, what you need to do is you need to help her cross into the light.
Well, can you tell me, can you pick her up in spirit now?
Yes, I can. Do you want me to channel her?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's why I went to the channeling page. There's no reason why that, there's a reason why that came up. Yep, she wants to talk to you. Pendulum's like swinging crazy right now. Okay, sweetie, what do you want to tell us? Short and sweet.
I just want to know, tell her, ask her why she left.
Why'd you leave? I left because I was depressed and I was in a lot. I was in a lot of shit. That's what she says. I was depressed and I was in a lot of shit. Whatever that means.
Oh my God.
So, in other words, what I'm getting from that is that she lived on the wild side.
Yeah.
And obviously, she was killed by the sword. Because they say that people that live on the edge, people that live by the sword die by the sword.
Right.
And that's
you
know, what she did.
So- Yeah. You know, I asked the same question the other night to a psychic about Clooney. And they told me that Clooney is pregnant from somebody else. And that that I would be hearing some bad news about her within 6 months, and that she would be doing some jail time. And I asked the lady,
doing jail time on the other side. You either do jail time on this side or you do jail time on the other side. You choose.
Was she coming back? Where she was going? Was she coming back to this hometown where I'm at? Or was she going somewhere else out of town from here where I'm at? Was she coming or going?
She was coming and going. She's the type of person that don't stay in a town that long. She's always in and out. Like, she don't stay in one spot too long. She's always like this. She's like the roadrunner. She's back and forth, back and forth.
Man.
Yeah.
This is, oh boy, this is depression here.
Yeah.
Man, this girl.
Well, what she really wants you to do is help her in light and get her out of her own prison, her own jail. Because she's created all this turmoil.
Was she drunk or on drugs or anything? Was she suicidal? Did she meant to do
it?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, she did.
She meant to run into a car or something?
No, she didn't meant to. It was accidental, but she created it.
Was she pregnant?
You know how, like, when you say to yourself, I wish I was dead?
Right.
She created it.
You know, which came true.
And that's why the car hit her. Because she created it.
How far this was from my hometown?
Not far at all. That's what she's telling me.
Actually, could she give me a name of a town? She got hit it.
Can you tell us the name? She said she won't tell me. She's not going to tell me. She doesn't want to give too much detail on the air. Because people could have been involved. That she knows. She was into a lot of risky stuff.
What kind of risky stuff? Illegal stuff?
Yeah, a lot of illegal stuff.
Man, I don't know what else to say. I'm totally shocked right here, right about now.
Yeah. Well, the psychic was right. You were going to hear some bad news, and I was the one to tell you.
But I asked the psychic, like, was she going to transition? And she said, oh, no, not like that. It's going to be like she's going to be get locked up in prison somewhere. And she's pregnant.
Well, the reason why she was going to be locked, she knew she was going to be locked up. That's why she did it.
She was running from the cops?
Yes. She was doing illegal things, and she wanted dead, and she got it.
What kind of illegal things she was doing?
She won't tell me. I think it was, I think she was prostituting. That's just me, but I could be wrong. Let me see if that's true. I was getting a vision of that. That's part of it, but it's not all true. It is part of it. She did
do
that.
Well, did she lose? She did?
Yes.
Did she lose her car?
Yes, she did.
Who car she was driving?
She stole the car.
Oh, shit. She stole the car.
Yes. It just came to me.
Do you know what color the car was that she stole?
It was red. It was a red Corvette.
Red Corvette.
He told me it was a red Corvette.
That's the one she died in?
That's one, yeah. That's the one that she died.
Did she die at the hospital or suddenly or anything? I mean, in the car,
yes,
or at the hospital? Which one?
Well, in the car, she was in a coma, and I think she died at the hospital. Because she's telling me she was, like, in a coma state in the car.
You know, she'd been in a wreck before.
Has she?
Yes. And she hurt her ankle. And she wrecked one of her cars, but she did have a red car, but it was not a Corvette. But I'm going to tell you something interesting. About the last 4 to 5 months, it's been hitting me in my mind, saying that, you know, it just come across my head, you know, my mind, Clune is dead. She's dead.
And you
know? And this was going on when she left.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what in the hell am I saying this for? You know, thinking this for? And like, on this day.
Because you knew. Your guide told you that she was. That's where she was headed. Just like I knew about my girlfriend where she was headed.
Man. You know, I think somebody... It's a lot of negativity trying to attack me, because sometimes I get this where I don't know why, but it's just like I hear a voice like, oh, I wish I was there. And then I change that thought and say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And it's a lot. It comes through my mind like that sometimes too. All of a sudden,
it's pop up. Me too.
Huh?
I've had those feelings.
What is that? Why that thought come through my mind? Because I don't want to die.
It's the devil.
Yeah. What the hell
he gets in our minds and he tries to fool us. He tries to make us feel like we're worthless. That we're not God's children. He don't want. See, the thing is, the devil don't want us to live in the light. He wants us to rule in darkness with him. That's his whole plan.
Man.
But it ain't gonna happen, honey.
And this woman, they'd already buried this woman.
Yes, sir.
How can I find out in writing, like, I can go to Facebook and see a sister on there and see they post anything about her?
Uh-huh.
And it'll tell me that she didn't...
You're going to be shocked when you hear the story, what's going to happen. She's telling me this.
Shock about what story?
About what really happened when she got killed and where she got killed. That's why she's keeping it a surprise right now. She's telling me too much detail and who she was involved with.
I believe she was involved with some kind of little dating.
Well, we already know. We already know that she wasn't doing things out of the good.
Man. I think that's enough for me tonight. I'm freaking out now.
Sorry to freak you out.
I'm sorry, man, because I keep calling her and...
You got to hear the truth. You have to hear her. You have to come to the truth. Because the truth will come from me or it will come from somebody else. But it was meant to come from me. Remember, everything happens for a reason.
Oh, yeah, it does. Well, I tried helping her. I told her to come stay with me, and she was staying with me for months and months and months. But, and I tried to help her, man, but she wouldn't really buy into what I tried to do. I tried to help her. She know I did. I mean,
I tried to help her ex too.
I mean, she was living in my living room.
But they chose the dark side, so that's what they have to live with.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, that's what they need in their life is Jesus Christ. They don't need the devil because he won't. The devil, once he has you, he won't let you go that easy.
I know.
That's the problem. But she does need Jesus Christ in her life. She does need to reach out to God and say she's sorry. And show her
it's
the
too
light.
Late
show
for
her
that,
the
right?
light. It's never too late. The devil wants us to believe it's too late. It's never too late. Turn back up. Anybody can turn back to God.
Oh, yeah.
For his children, you know.
Yeah.
even your coach.
Oh, yeah.
He really wants you. He will hire you.
He do really want me?
I believe he does. I believe it's just a matter of the rune was saying, you know, time will pay off.
Can I ask you one more question?
They just want to make sure you know what you want, what you really want. That's why it's taking its time.
Yeah. I want to coach. That's what I want to do.
That's why I've taken my time to decide to move, you know.
Right.
Instead of rushing to it, you know what I mean? Because you never know, I might get into a relationship and be happy. How can I get in a relationship and then move, you know what I mean?
Right.
So we don't know the outcome. We don't know what's ahead of us.
Right.
We just want to jump into things. We just want to go now, now, now. And that don't work that way. God wants us to be happy. Wants us to make sure we're making the right choices.
That's true. That's so true.
Now I'll shut up and stop interrupting you. Go ahead.
No, you wasn't. You wasn't. You was not. Okay. Do you see perhaps Sterling and I intimate?
I actually do.
Huh?
I do see you get intimate with her.
She's come. Will she come over to my house?
Yeah.
Man. So basically, we'll be in relationship.
I think you and her are going to have a tea party.
Who?
That I think you're going to have a tea party with her.
Well, we're going to sit down and drink tea?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't bother her about my age.
No. To her, age is just a number.
Okay. She must be. So I need to ask her out.
Yeah. And don't be afraid. Just have faith.
Right. I just don't want to get in trouble on my job, that's all.
That's another thing. Be careful. Be cautious of that because you don't want to get in trouble with sexual harassment.
Why would she do that? If she liked me so much?
Well, some girls like to play games, too, you know. So you got to be cautious.
Well, I don't know if I may not need to ask her that.
My friend Alberto did the same thing, and he approached the girl the wrong way, and she turned him in for sexual harassment. And he lost his job, so you got to be careful with that, you know.
Right. But if she's interested in me, she wouldn't turn me in, would she?
Well, the girl, though, he was interested in, she was interested in him, but then come to find out, he said something to her, and she turned him in. Yeah.
Well, that didn't turn out well. Well, how are we supposed to connect when she coming over to my house? I'm confused.
Well, what you need to do is you need to write her a letter. That's what I did when I, instead of telling them in person, when you're off, you know, write them a letter. That it's safer that way.
Suppose you take that letter and turn it in. Look what he did.
No, she won't do that after work. Does she get off at the same time you do?
Right, 7:30 in the morning.
There you go. That's the reason why.
Why what?
That's why you were meant to write a letter. See how the universe works in our favor?
Yes.
It always does.
Just in the letter, just tell her how I feel.
Yes.
And
that's what I did.
Because
I was cautious, you know.
Right.
I was always cautious with things because you never know. If some people can turn on you like the wind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In a minute. And then you lost your job. So that's smart thinking, you know. Use your intuition.
Yeah, I was thinking about writing her a letter. And on the letter, I was going to tell how I really feel, but please don't turn me in because, you know, this is not harassment. It's just my feelings. I was actually going to write her a letter about that. So, I don't know. Man, I'm pretty much nervous right now with what you just told me about my friend that was staying with me. I taught her how to drive. I taught her a lot. Hello?